Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success podcast. So glad that you could join today. I know some of you have been listening to this podcast for a while now, and I really appreciate it and thank you guys for listening. If you want to reach out to me through social media, you can check me out on Instagram or TikTok at Melanie Crystal. And once again, that's on Instagram or TikTok and Melanie Crystal. And remember, Melanie is M-E-L-A-N-I-E and Crystal is K-R-Y-S-T-L-E. So you can reach out there and send any messages, check me out. Love to interact with you guys. So just appreciate you. And today we're going to talk about Renaissance. Now, of course, many of you guys have heard of Beyoncé's album, probably listened to it, may have gone to her concert like I did. And the album's called Renaissance and the tour is called Renaissance. And so I got to go to the Beyoncé Renaissance concert recently. So it's inspired me to talk about Renaissance in our lives and discuss that today on the podcast. So have y'all ever thought about the definition of Renaissance? I thought about it and decided to look it up. So I looked it up in the dictionary. And the first definition of Renaissance is the revival of art and literature under the influence of classical models in the 14th through 16th century. So I guess typically when I think of Renaissance, I think of the Renaissance period. And that's that period of time between the 14th and 16th century when there was a revival of art and literature. And it was just seems like a very beautiful time when you listen to the Renaissance music, see the Renaissance artwork. It was more like a rebirth. And if you look at the definition, there's also another alternative definition that I feel like goes very well with this Reimagine Success podcast and that we can apply to our life. And this definition, which is also our crystal of the day, is a revival or renewed interest in something. So today, as we talk about Renaissance, the word Renaissance and some of the references towards Renaissance, our crystal will be a revival or renewed interest in something. And that's so we can apply it in our lives. Now, I'd like to talk about the Beyoncé Renaissance concert. Now, first of all, it was amazing. I'm so excited that I got to go. Tickets were real expensive. So any of you guys who have gone to the concert, I'm sure know that as well. And I'm sure that you've enjoyed it just as much as I did. But there were a few songs that reminded me of revival, renewing, changing. And we've talked a lot about change on this podcast in efforts to try to reimagine success for ourselves, improve our lives, our happiness. And some of the songs that Beyoncé sings that kind of remind me of this are my favorites, Cuff It, Energy, and Break My Soul. Specifically, I'm going to talk about Energy and Break My Soul. Energy is all about, in my opinion, bringing that energy, bringing that fire into your life. So if you think about Renaissance period, it was a period following the Middle Ages. The Middle Ages was kind of considered a dark period in time. And there wasn't that excitement, that energy, that brightness, that spark was missing during the Middle Ages. So it's almost like when you have a Middle Ages in your life, you need that energy. You need to bring that energy, that spark, that life to kind of invigorate you to do something different, reimagine success, have a renaissance in your life. So energy is that to me, that energy in your life. And then Break My Soul. Beyoncé talks about, you're not going to break my soul. I kind of think about the pandemic as well, because the pandemic was tough for the whole world, not just your one person, literally the whole world was affected. So it was a tough period during the pandemic, and the pandemic's not going to break your soul. You're in, you know, a hard time or a period where it's not quite what you want. But then after that, it's almost like a butterfly. You come out of that cocoon or you have a renaissance. You come out of that revived and renewed and ready to take on the next thing in your life. So in the concert, of course, just going to it kind of was like a revival. She brought a lot of energy into her singing and dancing. And of course, she had the dancers, the musicians, and the videography on the screen with all of her visual effects to the videos and music. And then, of course, her daughter, Blue. So all of that combined brought so much energy, renewing, reviving. I know people felt, including me, felt uplifted after leaving the concert. And it ended with a bang, lots of sparkles and confetti. It was very, very exciting and fun. And if you want to check out any of my experience of going to Beyonce, I actually posted some on my Instagram and TikTok. So you can go to either one of those, once again, at Melanie Crystal. And that's MelanieKrystle. If you want to see some clips from my Beyonce experience in New Orleans. So anyway, Beyonce had a renaissance through that album and through her tour. But I'm going to give you an example now of a renaissance that I had in my life. So for me, as many of y'all know who've been listening to this podcast, I'm a chemical engineer, and that's what I studied in undergrad and grad school, chemical engineering. But when I was in undergrad, I also did a minor, and my minor was in manufacturing, management, and consulting, which also included supply chain. And we learned about supply chains. And so that was something that I had never really delved into in my actual career. I'd really spent my career thus far doing a lot of engineering and manufacturing type operation work, but hadn't delved into supply chain much at all. And so I kind of had a middle age period in my career where I've been doing the same thing for about 5 years, working as a project engineer, which I enjoyed, but I kind of felt like I needed to do something new, was feeling a bit stale. I knew what to do, liked it, but needed a change. Have you, any of you felt like that, where you just need a change? You need some new energy in your life, something different. That's where I was. Kind of felt like a middle age period where it's just, you know, bought the same similar things, maybe a different piece of equipment that what I was working on, but a lot of the same things. And if you can relate to that, where you have a period where you just need a change, need something new, you know, you need a renaissance. I needed that. And so what I did was reached out. I saw a posting at my company for a position in supply chain, and kind of reflected like, hey, I was interested in supply chain back when I was in college. And I had a renaissance, a revival, another interest in that. And I said, I wanted to, you know, delve into it a bit. So I reached out to the lady who was who made the posting for the position and talked to her about it. And at the time, that position was a few grades higher than probably what I was ready for, especially since I had never worked in supply chain in my company. But she referred me to another man who had a group in supply chain and also had positions available. So I talked to him, and he told me about his positions. And there was one that seemed to be a perfect fit for me. And oh, the other piece of it was vacant. They were looking for someone. It was posted, so I could apply for it. So I was like, this is perfect. So when you, and we've talked about this in some other podcasts as well, when you have an interest, and I also talk about it in my book, Reimagine Success, when you have an interest, it's so important to explore it and find out about it. See how you can maybe get back into it. But explore is the key word. Exploration is the word I use in my book. to start to find out and reimagine and look into things that you were interested in. A lot of times it's things you were interested in as a child or in your younger years that you never really tapped into or tried out, or maybe you did for a period, but for circumstances beyond your control or life, just life in, you move on away from it. So exploration is key, and that's what I did in this situation. Explored my options and opportunities for getting back into the supply chain space, but still at a company where I could use my engineering skills as well. So I applied for the job, and guess what? Got the job. So I was excited to have that opportunity to work in that space of supply chain and still be able to use my engineering skills. And so it was really the best of both worlds. But the result of that was I felt like I had a renaissance. I felt like I was able to reimagine success in my life because I had been doing the same thing for some years. It was kind of like the Middle Ages. Wasn't really feeling that excited about it anymore. I needed a change, and got that change, got that new energy, got that invigoration, was very excited about learning new aspects of our company and working with new people. It was just a shot of new into my life. And like I said, a true renaissance. So now I'm still enjoying that position today. And that's kind of my example of going from, I'll call the Middle Ages piece period in my life, and then having a true renaissance. And I did that with a shift in my job. But you can do that in various ways in your life. It doesn't have to be you changing jobs, but changing jobs can help. If you feel like you're feeling stale or need a change, don't be afraid to look for something new, to try to think back, remember what you used to love, and explore opportunities in that space. And so that's what I did, and definitely happier for it. So I'm just going to repeat the crystal one more time. The crystal of the day is a revival or of a renewed interest in something. So for me, in this example, I revived my interest in supply chain within manufacturing. And once again, I got to use it. You know, I studied it in college. I got to use it, and just brought a whole new fresh energy into my life. And so for all of you who are, you know, looking for a renaissance in your life, it doesn't just have to be work related. Once again, it can be a new hobby. It can be, you know, a move to a new house or a new location. There's so many different ways that you can have a renaissance in your life. It can be a new mindset. You can have a renaissance in your mind. And honestly, I feel like that piece is important, is very important. A lot of what we've talked about in this podcast are mental shifts, thinking and seeing things differently, so that you can improve your satisfaction, your happiness in your life. A renaissance in your thoughts is probably more effective than any other physical change, because you'll see things differently if you're able to mentally change how you look at the world. Now, this is all never easy. You know, it's never easy to change your thoughts. That's probably one of the hardest things that you can do. But if you can start to see things differently in more of a positive light, or take time to be a bit more mindful. We've also talked about being mindful, and noticing your surroundings, noticing your blessings, starting a gratitude journal. All those things can help you shift your mind and have a renaissance in your mind, but more importantly, in your whole life. So I just want to say that I really enjoyed the Beyoncé concert. Enjoyed her album Renaissance, enjoyed the tour Renaissance. And it just got me thinking about how we can have a renaissance within our own lives. And we can do it. We can do it with a revival or a renewed interest in something. And I know there's something in your life that you used to like to do, or, you know, enjoy, but don't do as often. So think about that. That's my homework for you for this podcast. Think about something that you once enjoyed, that you used to like, you like to enjoy, but don't do it as much. And see if you can revive that or renew that in your life. And once again, if you feel like you're in a middle ages or in a dark place in your life, think about ways that you can shift your energy and do something new to shift yourself out of that middle age period into a renaissance, a transition, and a transition into something better, you know, new, better, and just more satisfaction for yourself. So that is the Reimagine Success podcast. I'm Melanie Crystal, and I'm so glad that you were able to join today. Look forward to talking to you soon, and I also look forward to interacting with you guys on my social media. Remember, it's TikTok and Instagram, Melanie Crystal. Bye.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.